There's a code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
I am Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 10th of November 2009. For the newcomers, I suggest you look at the cuttingthroughthematrix.com website, and you'll find hundreds of hours of audios you can download. And I put them up over quite a few years. We're trying to show you the shortcuts to understanding the big picture, because really we float through our lives. We're not given the truth as it happens. We're given news blurbs daily, for sure, but we're never really told why it all is out there, why it ties together, or how it ties together, or even the big agencies behind them all. So I try to show you that the future is always planned, and the whole idea of a new world order is the culmination of 100-odd years of plans enterprise to bring it all into being. Working through education, working through all commerce, and working through big bureaus that bring it together through international rules and regulations. So we've never really had freedom for well over a century. We thought we had, but mind you, they always bring the flags out of the countries when they want you to go and fight for the new world order. And that's what wars are all about, really. It's standardization of the planet under the one system. And once you've finished the last war, they pull away your flag and give you a new world flag. That's what's happening now, really. So look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com. Look at all the sites I have listed on the front page there, if you scroll down. These are the only authorized sites that I'm on. Anything else is bogus. And there's cuttingthrough.jenkins.com. There's cuttingthroughthematrix.net.us.ca. There's Alan Watt, Sentinel.eu, that's the European site, has the same audios but has additional transcripts of a lot of the talks I've given in the various languages of Europe. And there's also Alan Watt, CuttingThroughTheMatrix.ca. Anything else out there to say is bogus. And every so often I get a flurry of bogus sites going up pretending they're me. So be very, very careful of what you look into. And whatever you do, don't donate unless it's one of these official sites. And remember, too, that you bring me to you. You're the listeners. No one backs me up here. I'm not a part of an NGO. I'm not part of a big business enterprise. And there's no foundation backing me. So it's up to you, the listeners, to keep me going by buying that which I have for sale on the website or donating to me. And remember, too, you can also donate through PayPal or use PayPal for purchasing. You just send me a separate email along with the PayPal order, and I'll get whatever is out to you. It's up to you. And for those who just get the disc burned and passed to them, and they played in their CD players, you can get in touch with me at Alan Watt, site 41, Box 4, Estaire, Ontario, Canada. The postal code is P as in Peter, 3, E as in Elizabeth, 4, N as in Nora, 1. And that's out the way too. It's a sad thing when you have to ask people to back you up. But then again, it's understandable because we live in an era where the youngsters all think everything is free. And what they don't realize is everything that's free out there is simply for data collection and to get them on it. And they're compliant with it. They have no idea of personal privacy or even the value of personal privacy. They have no knowledge of totalitarian states of the past. And the first thing a totalitarian state does is register everyone, make sure that they know all about you, and they keep all the data, and they update it all the time on their subjects. That's what really the Internet's for. And this great tool is for their benefit, not for ours. Back with more after this break.
Oh. The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix. When the big attack on the towers happened on September the 11th, 2001, I was on the radio, I think, that night or the night after, and I said, you know, this is the start of a push for a kind of war scenario on the whole world. That's what it was for. It was a signal. It was a big signal that obviously had been advanced, or planned in advance, I should say. And I said nothing's going to be the same, and because I was echoing the words of one of the big players on TV at the time, I said nothing's going to be the same after this. And I mean, he meant nothing's going to be the same. Nothing. Everything was going to change. And for a war scenario, I said at the time, you got to bring in refugees, get them moving from place to place. How do you do that? You do it through pandemics or a whole bunch of different reasons. You got to have rationing brought in. I went through all the things that happened during a warfare, because I knew darn well they were going to go along with the Club of Rome's idea and mandate, I should say. They came up with the idea of a war-type scenario where everyone pulls together for a common cause, and we give up rights and liberties and freedoms to help the common cause for the good of all type of an idea. That's why slogans in war are famous for saying we're all in it together, stuff like that. And I knew it was all coming along. And sure enough, you know, this whole idea, it's all how you perceive things. And that's how things are presented to you. If you want to steal something from someone, even the basic right to feed themselves, you can do it overtly by sending in the king's men who just steal the food. or you can condition the children to grow up with a different way of looking at everything, everything at all. So much so that if it came to being stuck in the wilderness somewhere and someone killed a deer, none of them would eat it because they'd been brought up vegetarian and it was taboo to eat meat. Or if you teach them that here you are in the middle of the forest and it's covered in snow and you're frozen, what do you do to heat yourself? Well, the last thing they'll think of is stripping off birch bark and getting a fire going because it puts carbon off. I'm not kidding about that. You can literally alter a person's survival capabilities by distorting the outcomes of their logic, of their instincts. And that's how you can rob a whole planet. That's how you can condition a planet into having no rights, no freedoms, and to having them turn into slaves without using the term slave. There are many, many ways to do it. It's done all the time because we are the most studied species on the planet long before they were cutting up bugs and cutting up frogs and all the rest of it and studying them in the wilderness. We, human beings, have been studied for thousands and thousands and who knows how many thousands or even millions of years. And knowledge is never lost, never lost. And the art of governing people was understood in ancient times perfectly well. You always had to give them a religion for the era. And you must enforce that religion of the era. Anyone who doesn't go along with it is severely punished or even killed. Until you have the perfect generation who bow to whatever it is that you stick in front of them and give up everything that they have, including their firstborn if need be. And they'll do it willingly. Because you can alter people's perceptions if you understand the sciences. Very ancient sciences. So we're all being turned into a global society where we're all in it together as always. And it's up to us all to suffer equally, except for those at the top who plan it all and manage it all, as it has always been. And when you hear things floated a few years back, like carbon taxes, what a great con, carbon taxes. Because really, under the guise of we all have to suffer to save everyone, we have to start paying for stuff that's in the air, naturally, by the way. And carbon dioxide is a very low percentage of the so-called greenhouse gases. Nothing would live on the planet, the plants and so on, without carbon dioxide. But that's never pushed. It's always a threat, a big unseen threat. It's the same thing as staving off Armageddon by your prayers, hoping to stave it off. Or in ancient times, you would sacrifice so many children so your enemies wouldn't come any closer. That's how it's done. It's science, science of the mind. And when you hear that, again, the carbon taxes, and again, they introduce it as though it's only big. They always do this with any kind of tax. Oh, the rich are going to pay. You'll be okay. So international corporations are going to have to pay for their share of carbon production during their processing and all that. Meanwhile, you find out a couple of years later that all the big international corporations were given millions, if not billions, of free credit taxes, and they've already started their own trading business between each other, the so-called offset idea. And so they're making a profit off it. But the whole intention is always with these things is to hit everyone else at the bottom. And you can't get free goodies and free tickets and free anything to do with carbon. You're going to end up paying for it all, of course. That's what you always do at the bottom. Always. You know, elitism is elitism. I don't care what name they give it. Communism, fascism, capitalism, it's all the same thing, really, isn't it? Because under capitalism, those at the top never pay their taxes. They've had many documentaries, even the BBC did them, on the Queen after a big tax hike. And Elton John spoke out at the time and says, no, they always put loopholes in for the very wealthy, like himself, obviously. And they come out unscathed. Sometimes they come out with more, even though they paid nothing in. That's not a bad deal, is it? So that's the reality of taxis. It's never for the people at the bottom any more than government agencies deal with the poor or so on. The time anything trickles down to the poor from the multi-millions of dollars that are supposedly spent and pass through layers of bureaucrats' pockets on the way down, there's hardly anything ever left. Everything is a con game. But this fantastic world order with its carbon taxes always was intended to hit you at the bottom to control you and to get into a war mode again. And I said even at the time that we'd use the word ration, and sure enough, we're getting it all, you know. This is November the 9th from Times Online. Carbon ration account for all proposed by Environment Agency. Even having an Environment Agency, isn't it? It's right out of some ancient religion, like the sun priests that would pray for the sun to come up, and you give them all that you had, and if you didn't have... If you didn't pay them, they wouldn't pray for the sun and you'd live in perpetual darkness. So here you have an environment agency. Now, the environment's always been here before any agency was created, and it'll be here long after they've gone. And even in the newspapers, they have environment editors. Everybody's got a greeny editor. If you think this isn't a mandate. Since when in the past did they have Christian editor or whatever, you know? Well, a long, long time ago there was. See, this is a new religion. And they call it religions. It's meant to totally dominate and control you on behalf of those at the top. So here's carbon rationing account for all proposed by Environment Agency. If people used up their yearly ration early, they'd have to buy extra from those who had not used their full allowance. See, here's the real intention of it. Everyone should be given an annual carbon ration, a ration, right? And face financial penalties if they exceed it under a proposal by the Environment Agency. Did anybody vote in an Environment Agency? Of course we didn't. But when we're post-democratic, you understand. Lord, another Lord here, you know, Lord Smith of Finsbury, the agency's chairman, will say today, see, they give out their speech from the scriptwriter before they actually go out and legally, whenever they speak legally to the press on TV, that's a legalism. So they hand out what he's going to say from the scriptwriter beforehand. He will say today that rationing is the fairest and most effective way of meeting Britain's legally binding targets. They always put that in, legally binding. With whom? With the United Nations, you see, the big front organization for totalitarianism world over. Legally binding targets. Were any of you asked to vote on anything like this? No, of course not. I guess post-democratic. For cutting greenhouse gas emissions. People would be given a carbon account with a unique number that they would have to submit when making purchases of carbon-intensive items, such as petrol, which is gasoline over there, electricity or airline tickets. And that's going to happen in the States too at the same time, by the way, and everywhere else across the planet, because we're global, you see. As with the bank account, people would receive statements showing the carbon weight of each purchase and how much of their ration remained. If they used up their ration within a year, they'd have to buy extra credits from those who had not used their full allowance. Lord Smith, who previously, before he was made the environment specialist, was the cultural specialist, the cultural secretary in Tony Blair's government. They shuffle him around, he's his frontman. And he believes that the system would encourage people to think about the carbon cost of their purchases as well as reward those who lived frugally, that means poverty, and did little traveling, you know, the bottom classes, who would make a significant profit from selling their unused credits. Yeah, right. Speaking at the agency's annual conference in London, Lord Smith will say that carbon rationing would help people to judge how they want to develop their own quality of life in a sustainable way. Here they are getting sterilized and all the rest of it, and have to pay for the air they breathe out with the carbon dioxide. And he's talking about a sustainable way to benefit whom? He believes that rationing would be fairer than taxing carbon because extra taxes could make certain activities such as flying too expensive for people on low incomes. Well, it already is. It already is. And the guys at the top just put down on their expenses, don't they, for taxes and write-offs. Packed with more after this break.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you? Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
I'm Alan Watts, and we're cutting through the matrix. I was reading an article from the Times to do with the carbon taxes that we've all to pay personally. It goes along with the smart meters, too, they're putting in across the world. Ontario's been doing it for the last few years, and even my area is going to get it apparently next year. And these so-called smart meters can turn items off in your house if they think you're overusing something. Mind you, they'll give you a budget plan, so you'll know you're overdoing it a little bit here or there, and you have to cut out that extra cup of tea or whatever else it's going to be, or your cooler goes off, or your lights just go off. And they're going to bring in after that, the next stage, you see, which is where you'll pay in advance for your expected energy supply, what you expect to use, and then they'll just cut it off for you when you go up to it or just over it. Isn't that nice of them? It's amazing, you know, because especially in Canada, because Pierre Trudeau, the big communist guy, they got in without a single media in Canada mentioning the fact that he led the Communist International group from Canada to Moscow in 1952. Nobody mentioned that when he ran to be the prime minister. And again, he's another multimillionaire communist to dispel the myth it's a working man's thing. And he was on TV all through the 60s and 70s, or definitely the 70s and 80s, on ads. He would appear in the ads personally because they wanted to use the nationalized system to bring in and build these big atomic power stations. And he had ads saying, leave your lights on all night long because it's so cheap, 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 you see. And that's what they do. They nationalize things to get the money from the taxpayer and then tell you it's yours, make you feel better. And then they go and sell it off to their pals for a few pennies. You see, that's the standard technique they've done for about a century in Britain with different things. And so here we are going according to plan. Now we're to pay for everything and be cut off if you go over a certain budget level. Now, remember, too, this big deal that the world is signing, the whole world is signing on, Obama is signing on it, in December, is going to hit the U.S. You've got a ton of bricks that they're not looking for. So it's under the Climate Change Act. The Climate Change Act, we used to call it weather changes, you know, your umbrella one day and your T-shirt the next. Now it's Climate Change Act. Britain is obliged to cut its emissions by 80%, 80% on 1990 levels by 2050. This means annual carbon dioxide emissions per person will have to fall from about 9 tons to only 2 tons. I'll tell you, we're going to be some skinny, skinny people. If anybody survives this even, I doubt they'll even survive it. Rationing would make it much easier to meet the target because the total amount of permitted emissions under the Act would simply be divided by the size of population. So it's going to be an incentive as well to for population reduction. See how it beautifully ties together? And then they use social approval and disapproval where someone's got a bigger family, they're using more than you, so you're all suffering collectively, and you go and nag them all, put them to shame for having more than one child. This is the same techniques they used in China. The Department for Environment, the gods of the air, eh? Isn't that beautiful? Food and Rural Affairs, published a feasibility study last year which found that rationing was technically feasible and could be effective in cutting emissions. You don't want to go in the room with these guys on these big study groups, you know, and the big commissions. They give so much food in them. Umpteen different courses. You wouldn't want to be in the same room when they've finished eating for the emissions that they put off. DEFRA said at the time, the study indicates that personal carbon trading has potential to engage individuals in taking action to combat climate change. However, it said that the idea was ahead of its time and would be very expensive to implement. It's coming. The statement concluded, the government remains interested in the concept of personal carbon trading, and although it will not be continuing its research program at this stage, it will monitor the wealth of research focusing on this area and may introduce personal carbon trading if the value of carbon savings and cost implications change. Then they've got a House of Commons, that's like the Congress Environmental Audit Committee, an environmental audit committee. Called on the government last year to resume research on the rationing scheme and to be courageous in seeking to overcome likely public hostility to the idea. It's a pity the public wouldn't become a little hostile, you know, to be honest with you, and get courageous and tell them where to stuff it. It said in the report, opposition to personal carbon trading could be reduced if the public could be convinced, it means trained, of three things. First, that it's absolutely essential to reduce emissions. Second, this can only be achieved if individuals take personal responsibility for reducing their own emissions. Sounds rather vulgar, eh? And third, that personal carbon trading is a fairer and more effective way of reducing personal emissions than alternatives such as higher taxes. It is a damn tax. Under a guise, beautiful guise that are going to con people with. Widespread public acceptance, while desirable, should not be a precondition for a personal carbon. In other words, it doesn't matter if we want it or not. Public acceptance should not be a precondition for a personal carbon trading scheme. The need to reduce emissions is simply too urgent. It should take some bicarbonate of soda all at once, these boys. And David Miliband, the Foreign Secretary, what an interesting history. This guy, his people ran out of Germany when Adolf Hitler came in. And he and I think he's got another Miliband in the British government. They've been a career since then in the British government. Just found out that his other cousins and aunts worked for the Soviet Union and the scientists, good communists. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
I'm Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix. I've mentioned before how China had its cultural revolution, and you'd understand the Marxist policies and the ongoing dialectic, as they call it, where they start off with a thesis, then they put an opposition to the thesis, it's an antithesis, and out of it comes the new synthesis. The synthesis becomes the new thesis, and they go on. In other words, this is their idea of creating progress, directed progress. Directed is an important word there. And this is being used across the world, and people don't even know it. There's a cultural revolution going on. In China, they actually had the young people drag even their parents on the streets for holding on to old-fashioned values. They were contaminated with old-worldly ideas and memories, you see. And you'd understand that they're using the same techniques now to do with people who aren't going along with the greening and all the rest of it, people who got a little memory of a bit of personal freedom and rights and stupidness and silliness and all the rest of it, of government. And they're targeting them. Actually, the cops in the UK and across Europe are targeting citizens of over 40s. This is the Mail Online again. How police are making criminals of the over 40s. Target culture fuels rise in first-time convictions. October 27th, 2009. And it says, so the middle age are getting attacked here. It says, record numbers of middle-aged people are being criminalized by target-chasing police. The number of over 40s receiving a first conviction or a caution has increased by half since 2001. It is now running at a startling 65 a day, according to new government figures. It says, after decades of abiding by the law, people are being punished for crimes such as motoring offenses or refusing to pay their garbage wheelie bin fines. Liberal Democrat spokesman Chris Huhne said they were being pursued so police could meet the targets imposed by the Labour government. The government's told the cops to target an age group, the over 40s. Cultural war, you see. The Cultural Revolution. These give the same weight to catching a speeding motorist as to snaring a rapist or paedophile. So if you didn't bring out your wheelie bin or put it in a proper place or it was half an inch open at the top, you're fined, you see. You're fined as much as if you were a rapist, basically. That's how they treat you. This is, Mr. Huhne said last night, Labour government have criminalised a generation and treated tens of thousands of law-abiding middle-aged and elderly citizens like villains. Parliamentary answers show the number of first-time entrants to the criminal justice system who are over 50 increased by 46.3% between 2001 and 2008, from 16,400 to 24,000. In the 40 to 49 age group, the lead was 57.4%, with 32,900 previously law-abiding people being criminalized. The increases in the middle-aged groups far outstripped the general picture. In the population as a whole, there was a rise of just 18.6%. But it's 57.4% with the over 40s and 50s. The figures reflect the fact that many of the Labour government's new spot fines there, you just pay on the spot, for crimes such as overfilling a garbage bin, are aimed at householders. These are more likely than the general population to be middle-aged because they resent the BS. That's why. They resent the BS. A first-time entrant is someone receiving their first court conviction or caution, as recorded on the police national computer. Motoring offences, including things like not wearing a seatbelt, remember you used to have choices at one time, make up half the cases dealt with by the courts. Drivers who challenge a speed camera ticket must go to court, and will accept for many of the punishments. Refusing to accept a garbage bin fine can also lead to court. Mr. Huhne, who obtained the figures, said, the soaring number of people being criminalised is a direct result of Labour's target-driven box-ticketing approach to policing. The government has created a new crime for every day in office. And it's true. I don't know if people realise that they've put more laws through than probably any previous government combined in the whole of the British history. So everyone slipped into mass criminalisation. Criminologist Dr. David Green of the Civitas think tank says the law-abiding middle classes were being deliberately targeted by police who had to achieve a large number of sanctioned detentions, they call it, solved crimes. A recent report warned that the middle classes have lost confidence in the police. It's about time. If they haven't noticed, it ain't the police anymore. It's not policemen anymore. It said they've been alienated by a service which routinely targets ordinary people rather than the serious criminals, simply to fill government crime quotas. Author Harriet Sargent said, incidents which would once have been ignored are now treated as crimes. And complaints against the police have also risen, with much of the increase coming from law-abiding middle class, middle-aged and retired people who no longer feel the police are on their side. Oh, they better believe they're not on their side, not these young guys. These aren't the old-type policemen. This is the New World Order's policeman. And now, I mean, I even watched because I can't watch any videos because Explornet keeps punishing me for using Explornet. Plus, it's because of who I am, too. Even in tonight's show, when I tried to record the show live, they cut me off about four or five times a night. Explornet, the high-speed internet, the one they say that is so great, the one that costs five times as much as the same service in the U.S. for half the service. It punishes me for trying to watch a video. So so it's just a, it's just amazing what really, really goes on in real life. But as I say, I saw a video that was sent to me. Someone burnt it on what they call COPS. That's their police. They copied the American version, basically. And it's all to do with motorized offenses. And you saw this old guy, toddling along in his little car, and the cops stop him. And then they basically crush your car. They bring in a crusher, and they crush your car on the spot if your insurance has just run out or your road tax has just run out. They used to give it 2 weeks when it ran out to pay. Not anymore. They just crush it right in front of you. That's it. That's the home of democracy. Britain, home of democracy. God help us all in that case when they keep using democracy as they tell us we're post-democratic. Quite something, eh? Now, it's also true that science fiction movies are predictive programming. Even the comedy ones, especially the comedy ones, they show you a lot in them that things are going to come. And back, I think, maybe in the 80s, Stallone did a movie, The Demolition Man. And it shows you a future era where lots of things happen, but each time you say something that's incorrect, politically incorrect, or even swear, an instant fine would come out of a machine, and everybody laughed, you know. Mail online, grandfather arrested at dawn, DNA tested and held in a police cell for 6 hours for swearing once at a council official. I'm surprised he only swore once at a council official. Have you ever spoken to a council official? It's like talking to a lobster with those beady eyes that just stare at you, you know. This is the 10th of November 2009. A grandfather was arrested at dawn and held in a police cell for 6 hours for using a single swear word in front of a council official. Thomas Catside, 67, had his fingerprints and DNA taken before being issued with an £80 fixed penalty notice. His arrest followed a dispute with a council official about dangerously slippy communal stairs in his block of flats in Cambridge. Mr. Catside, who is chairman of his residence group, has been campaigning for 3 years for safety improvements. That's probably the target for him as well, you see. But when an official visiting the site prevented him from listening to a phone call to his supervisor on October the 30th, he finally lost his temper and says, "Don't you tell me what I can and can't do in my own something place." The official complained of feeling threatened. Oh, dear, dear. Maybe they blushed too, eh? I don't know if you've ever watched the BBC and the filth that's put out over the last 30 years with all these words in it. Even that cop show that someone burned and sent to me because exploring it is so darned awful, showed you these cops swearing at the people that were stopping. They can swear at you, but you can't swear at them. See, that's the new world order, you see. So if you feel threatened, that's you. You've had it. Oh, I feel threatened. Maybe they also felt insulted. That's a terrible crime. Oh, you insult me. That insulted me. So that's the sort of thing they're doing there. And what's the outshoot of all of this stuff? What's the outcome of it? The Daily Express. 4,000 people a week are trying to leave the UK. August the 5th, 2007. Now, remember I read Jack Satali's book called Millennium, the one he wrote before 9/11 happened, where he said basically that the next third world country will be the US. He knew it back then, a big player in the formation of the European Union, worked for the United Nations and all that. And he said that the next boat people will be people leaving the US looking for work abroad. But it's actually happening elsewhere before it hits the US. And so it says Britain is facing a mass exodus of people looking to escape the crime and grime of modern living. It's also to escape this multiculturalism, by the way, because they don't know what culture is anymore, so confused by propaganda from the government. The country's biggest foreign visa consultancy firm has revealed that applications have soared in the last 7 months by 80% to almost 4,000 a week. 10 years ago, the figure was just 300 a week. Most people are relocating within the Commonwealth in Australia, Canada, South Africa. They're almost all young professionals and skilled workers aged 20 to 40, and many cite their reasons for wanting to quit as immigration to these shores and the burden it is placing on their communities. and local authorities. So they're blaming immigration. The burden is placing it on their communities and local authorities. The dearth of good schools, spiraling house prices, rising crime and tax increases are also driving people away. Obtaining a visa to live abroad can cost as little as £1,500 for the right candidates. Plumbers, electricians, construction workers, and doctors are famous in demand. The only obstruction to immigration from the UK is a criminal record, poor health, advancing age, and being a third country national. I think it goes through different episodes of different peoples and so on. And it says, ironically, one of the main reasons for leaving is the overstretch of services. You can't get services in Britain because it all catered to the immigrants coming into Britain. Due to increasing immigration to the UK, people are looking for the better standard of living offered by other countries, as even the most idyllic villages in Britain are under pressure from rising populations, and it's due to immigration. And what's even more ironic, now, a few weeks ago I mentioned, maybe a couple of weeks I mentioned how Tony Blair and his right-hand man had planned to change the face of Britain forever by massively upping the quotas of immigrants into Britain. To destroy the any vestige of culture, that's imperative to bring in this new world order. And I've told people before, you can't please them at the top. Britain's been trying to cut back their population. The average family in Britain don't have more than about one child per family. They've done all the right things. And then Maggie Thatcher said, when she opened the floodgates to immigration, mainly from India at that time, she says, well, we need them. There's not enough getting born here to pay off the national debts. That was the reason it was given. So we do all the right things to please them. See, you cannot please them at the top. And I hope all you politically correct people out there are listening to me now. You can't please them at the top. They're going to come after you eventually with something else, you see. The Daily Express, October 11th, 2008. More than 50 million African workers are to be invited to Europe in a far-reaching, secretive migration deal the Daily Express can reveal today. A controversial taxpayer-funded, we always pay for our own demise, eh? Job center, in quotation marks, opened in Mali this week. It's just the first step towards promoting free movement of people in Africa and the European Union. Brussels economists claim Britain and other EU states will need 56 million immigrant workers between them by 2050 to make up for the demographic decline due to falling birth rates and rising death rates across Europe. See, there's not enough people getting born because they've been good old two-shoes in obeying their governments. The report by the EU statistical agency Eurostat for the European Union warns that vast numbers of migrants could be needed to meet the shortfall in 2 years if Europe is to have a hope of funding the pension and health needs of its growing elderly population. So they're using the same excuse as Thatcher gave. You know. What they're not mentioning here is the incredible debt that was also paid to pay off the bankers. It states countries with the low fertility rates could require a significant number of immigrants over the coming decades if they want to maintain the existing number of people of working age. Having sufficient people of working age is vital for the economy and for tax revenue. The report by French member of European Parliament, François Castex, calls for immigrants to be given legal rights and access to social welfare provisions such as benefits. And that's why people are moving out of the UK. They can't get access to these things because it's a priority list, you see. Amazing, eh? Now I'll go to Adrian Hunter in British Columbia. Are you there, Adrian? Or is it Aidan Hunter?
Hello.
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 Yes.
How are you?
Not so bad.
My dad says hi. I'm son of Alex Hunter.
Yes.
And I'm 12 years old. I would like to talk to you about Byron Pryor.
Mm-hmm.
He's been put in a mental hospital, Waterford psych institution.
Uh-huh.
Because when he was young, his sister was raped by a judge, T. Alex Hickman.
Yes.
And she was impregnated, and he's in the mental hospital because of that, and they're saying it didn't happen right. Mm-hmm. And he was supposed to get out last Monday, yes. Last month, right? And he didn't. He wasn't getting out because he didn't say that didn't happen. Like, they're just twisting what they said to his wife, Audrey, around, right, and to him. And, yeah.
Yeah, I know there was a big deal out of British Columbia.
Yeah.
And a few years ago, there was a report in the papers there where there was a pedophile ring comprising of judges, and they're getting the children delivered to them by the guy who was put in charge of the Social Services for Children Commission. That's who's supplying them with children. Hold on, I'll be back after this break.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Attention, ladies. Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Hi, folks. I am Alan Watts, and we're cutting through the matrix, talking to Aidan from British Columbia. You there, Aidan?
Okay, just to get to the point, Chief Justice T. Alex Hickman won't supply DNA to see if Byron's niece is his child, right?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of letting Byron out, they're holding Byron indefinitely until he says it didn't happen.
Yeah.
So yeah. that's like all kids are like unsafe now, right? Because
yeah,
right.
Yeah, it's different laws for different peoples and different categories. And when it comes to judges, they're sort of above it all. They're kind of godlike, you know. That's why they wear those black capes and wear wigs. Yeah, so it's that's the way it is. That's real life. And when it comes to keeping them safe, you see, they cannot be tried either by common people. They must be tried by their peer group. So that will never end up, you see, in a court of law with a judge as the defendant. It won't happen. That's the reality of life.
I'll send you the email and I'll send you the contact information. Audrey will email him, okay?
I've been watching my dad suffer for 11 and a quarter years now. Mm-hmm. So, right? He made the Canadian Coalition of the Walking Wounded. He had a radio show, right? It was called the Canadian Coalition of the Walking Wounded Uncensored Radio, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it started on November 11th.
Yeah.
Right? And then the next day, we were supposed to go on the air, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't get any calls from his partner,
yeah.
Right? Up island in Victoria here. Right?
Mm-hmm.
They left 5 messages on our voice message machine,
yeah.
Right? And the phone didn't ring at all.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's how he got on the show, right? So he couldn't mm-hmm. do it anymore. And yeah. We really love your show. Your show is really good.
Yeah, I tell you, we should really be glad, you know, and grateful to the USA. Don't know it. They don't know it. This is getting broadcast out of the USA because you cannot do this kind of stuff in Canada or any of the British Commonwealth countries because we're under tyranny. We've always been under tyranny, and there is no such thing as free speech. You have authorized speech under the guise of free speech on regular media. But you don't really have any free speech in Canada whatsoever. So you're quite right. But the U.S., if they're going to start to lose it, and they better start really, really fighting for it. Because when you lose the right to free speech, even if it's opinions you don't like, you got to accept it all. Because it's the only way you can get your voice out there, too. When it's taken away from you, you're under tyranny. But thanks for calling, Aidan. Thank you. And there's Laura. Oh, I can't get Laura Lee in. Maybe get you tomorrow, Laura Lee, in Calgary. You can hear the music coming in now. And I hope the U.S. really, truly hang on to their guns, so to speak, because they are the last country to go down, and they're already going down through the cultural attacks all around them and within them and through laws and regulations. And once it's gone, the whole world is under the big New World totalitarian boot. From Hamish, myself, Ontario, Canada, it's good night to me, your God, or your gods go with you.
With recent internet